Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
I'm so happy the band's doing well. By the way, what's with the hair? Is that part of the new image?
So curious where this is going. What does he say?
Do you know who this is?
I don't, but I remember singing this growing up.
Well, this is the great Amy Mann, but the reason I play it is because it's from the band Till Tuesday.
Ah!
But as the universe never fails to let us down, sending us messages, very interesting. He was shaming her for her hair and her style. I don't remember this video.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy Mann is a great, great singer. In fact, her solo stuff in the 90s is incredible. Still is, actually, her stuff.
That's
needless
so funny.
To say.
I was like, where is he going with this song, well, Voices Carry?
Now you know.
Now I know.
Because
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Don't hush, hush. Don't hush, hush.
Wait, no. Shouldn't we silence our voices?
No.
Our inner voices, yes.
Our inner voices,
I like this for the universe.
Yes.
Yes, so when you're having negative
hush,
thoughts,
hush,
I'm going to say to myself,
inner voice now.
Yes, inner, keep it down now, even
inner voices
carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because inner voices carry, right? They carry to the outer.
Oh, they do. We're going to talk all about that today, funny enough.
We are? See?
Well, we are. It's funny, just this happened to work out. Because
wait, look at him. He's shaming her. You know this little hobby of yours is getting in the way. Why can't you for once do something for me?
If he says, like, cook, I'll die.
Oh. He only wants her part of the time. All
right. Okay.
I know.
Let's get to the show, honey.
I'm sorry.
What up, Heel Squad? Happy Tuesday. Let's make it a great Tuesday together. First of all, I just want to say, I recently posted this Hope Chain Challenge on my Instagram. I think it went on the Heal Squad Instagram as well. But if anybody wants to help us keep this message going, this message of you are loved.
For suicide prevention.
Yes, but also I think for everything.
Just in general, yeah.
I've been wanting to actually open the show and tell each and every single one of you that you are loved and we love you. We're all vibrating in the same place. It's so beautiful. It's like what I feel when I go to a Tony Robbins seminar or a Joe Dispenza event. We're all on the same wavelength. We're all wanting to be better. And I always felt really safe in those environments.
Can I bring it to regular guy?
And I feel like that here in the Heal Squad.
Yes.
And so I just want to say that I can very easily say, you are loved. We love each and every single one of you. If you are not feeling that today, let us hopefully get that through to you, because this Heal Squad is only as good as all of us are together. So we love you and thank you for being with us on this journey. And you are loved. And if you can, go to my Instagram, check out my video, the Hope Chain Challenge. You can make your own video talking about any experience with anxiety or depression that you've had, and then tag your friends so that they can continue the Hope Chain Challenge. So just do hashtag Hope Chain Challenge.
Well, I was going to say, when it comes to communities, yes, Joe Dispenza is hard to get into. Tony's expensive. But this is free. But I felt that same vibe Saturday night. We were at the Ed Sheeran concert. And I felt that vibe just from the people there. It just seemed very nice, like a nice group of people. It felt very warm.
How interesting. Ed Sheeran had a concert. We went to SoFi Stadium. Mom and Dad went on date night.
Date night.
I.
By the way, you know how many people came up to me? Date night?
I know. Isn't that funny? Well, because everybody knows who's kids. But it's funny. There was a woman who came up to me at the end, and she was just so sweet. The love that I have been getting in these last few years on this healing journey that we've been on, and now having Athena, has been so incredible, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful every time someone does come up to me and shares the love. So thank you to everybody for just wishing good for us. I feel like it's just, it really has helped us a lot. And so, yeah, we went to Ed Sheeran date night, SoFi Stadium, and it's a beautiful arena. It is a nightmare to get to. But it's beautiful once you get there. And it was just a beautiful vibe. You're right. It felt really nice.
I just loved it. It was kind of nice. Now, I've been told the same thing as at the Taylor concerts, Taylor, you know, Swift, everyone's exchanging bracelets. And I just, you know, it's life's tough. And I just, we all know that. But that's what I'm saying. If there's little things that can provide relief, mm-hmm. where people for once are not being toxic to one another.
And can escape,
but in a healthy way. Not through drugs or consumerism or other mm-hmm. things, but yeah, you escape. But again, to being around like-minded people. So it was just
And it's funny because I'm not a concert person, you know that.
No.
And it felt very intimate. It was really cool how, I don't know, maybe it's just that arena where you're not sardined, and we were in a suite that was being hosted by Lee Denham. And so, of course, we got decked out in Lee, and we went.
Yeah, by the way.
Mom and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Lee.
I had the monkey suit on. I was full Lee.
But you know what I realized? We didn't take a picture together. We only took them with Athena. So we'll have to get dressed up again and take a photo.
They have us on the red carpet.
Oh, I'll have to get them from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really liked your gray denim jacket. I'm totally stealing it. If you guys have not looked at Lee,
listen, we're not paid by Lee either. No. They just invited us, but it really was cool. And I'm always about the regular hacks. Like, I'm assuming you're not paying through the roof to have Lee.
Yeah, I wonder if Macy's carries Lee.
I wonder.
I should definitely look at some of the, potential things to add to my curated list on Macy's.com/Hit Squad.
Now, listen on.
They don't. They have Levi's.
Okay, the other L word.
Yeah, but I've really been obsessed with all the Lee stuff I have, so it's pretty fun. But side note, I have added some new things to the Heal Squad, Macy's.com/Heal Squad link. Some new Uggs that are really, really popular right now. I didn't know if I was going to go for it, but I just ordered them.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
The short tan platform Uggs and a few other things that I pulled because I was like, okay, these are really cute items for the fall. And some cute, shoes that will pop an outfit. And then this really cool shearling lined jacket that I'm obsessed with and I think is so beautiful. A really beautiful dress, some cool other stuff. So take a look when you guys get a chance and you can, get anything through that link. Even if you don't like what I have, it supports the show and helps us. So thank you for that.
It certainly does. And speaking of supporting the show, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you'd be so kind.
Yeah.
And leave a comment and tell a friend because it really does help.
By the way, really the show is doing so great.
Can we say
you guys are all sharing this show so much that we're up almost 36% in downloads. So we are so grateful for everyone who's sharing and getting the word out. The more we can get in terms of like people coming to the show, the better the guests can get. And the more we can do as a community. So it just gives us more juice to be able to go out into the world and get more stuff for you guys because I love trying to get freebies for everybody and such. So, yeah, it's really, really awesome.
And I think that, I know Maria, I was saying it on RGF on the Friday show. I've been getting a lot of pushback lately, like by close friends who are seriously ill, some terminal. Some otherwise, but complete pushback on the other healing modalities that we have available because of this show.
And it makes me really sad because it's not worked out for them to, you know, not have at least tried these other things. And so I think it's just so important to, with the show, to keep getting the message out that there are other modalities, there's other ways to approach health.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's, you can't force anything on anybody.
Oh, I know that.
Everybody has their journey. Right. I've had so many people who have come to me and said, I wish we hadn't been so scared to try stuff.
Right.
And then they've already, you know, there was somebody recently that is coming to mind that was like, you had shared all this stuff with me. We were so scared. And now I look back and I see how little they really knew and how much experimenting they really were doing.
Yeah.
Hoping, of course, for the best.
Hoping for the best.
And, you know, it's too late when somebody wants to sometimes finally approach some of these things. But yeah, it's, everyone has their journey. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you guys. So that's that. And I've had, so we got to go back to Ed Sheeran, but I do want to tell you guys a little tease for coming up that I'm really excited to share with you. I had maybe one of my biggest breakthroughs for healing and life this past weekend. And I cannot wait to share it with you because I think you guys are going to connect and be able to apply it very quickly too. So back to Ed Sheeran, date night. There were a lot of really fun people in there. By the way, really great vibe, like you said. Tiffany Amber Thiessen was in there with her daughter, Adam Sandler and his wife Jackie, along with their kids.
Victoria
Justice and her sister, yeah. Cord Overstreet and his friend.
Nick Vile
and his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
And so we were sharing. I said, listen, I feel like it's my duty. If you need my help, I will pass on everything that I've learned because so many people helped me in my journey to motherhood. She's like, yes, please, I'll take anything. So it was a really nice group. Oh, and Allison Holker as well. And we were chatting a little bit about grieving. I'm sure you guys saw in the news, her husband, Twitch, unfortunately took his life earlier this year. And her and her family have gone through so much. And we were talking about grieving and how it looks different for everybody and how she's doing and such. And so I think we're going to continue that conversation on the show. And I'm excited to have that conversation. It's interesting. Like when bad things happen in people's lives, everyone's kind of scared. And I'm scared too. I don't want to bring stuff like that up. But at the same time, having been on the other side of so much, I know it's also weird when people don't talk about anything to you and they keep it so surface and you've just gone through so much. So I, you know, mustered up my courage and she was so receptive and great. So,
you know what I usually do in those situations, Maria? I just reach out to people and say, hey, I'm sending you all the love. I'm here to support you. I know you have to, you know, you process things however, you know, you feel is best for you. But, you know, I've told certain friends like, hey, you just want to go watch a game or have laughs. We can do that. If you want to talk about it, great. If you don't want to talk about it at all, then okay. But just know I'm here. You know, I had some friends last week released from WWE, and I know it was going to be hard on them. And so, you know, that's what I did. I mean, that's different, obviously, than the Twitch situation. Yeah. But yeah, it is awkward. But I do feel like it's better to at least throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. What else about the Ed Sheeran concert?
Well, there was...
They had really cool production value, too. They had all these digital guitar guitar picks. Yeah. Up, and he was, instead of being on just regular monitors, he was featured on these guitar digital picks. That was so cool. I've never seen that.
You know, I don't know. I've never failed to be amazed by concert performers. I know some of Ed Sheeran's work, but not, you know, a lot of them. I wouldn't say like I'm a diehard fan. And yeah, and so I was like, oh, I'll go and I'll enjoy the drinks and the food. And you know what? You can tell why he's a star because I just was sucked right in. And I wish, and I know some of our fans probably know what his opening act was. His opening act I thought was also great. Wonderful. He really sucked me in. He told a great story. He was so grateful to be there. But it was amazing. And I think it was fun seeing Tiffany Thiessen with her daughter, because I remember when the daughter was Athena.
Yeah.
And now it's this little 13-year-old, a little mini me.
Yeah.
So cute, so nice.
Yeah, polite.
What a nice kid. And I thought it was interesting because Maria was like, ooh, babysitter. We're joking because they live in the neighborhood. And Tiffany said, well, actually, she's taking lessons on how to babysit because, you know, she's starting to get an eye for clothes and things she wants to buy, but she's going to have to earn it. I thought it was great. You know, because, and by the way, I don't think it's a coincidence that the daughter was so well behaved. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I thought it was very revealing at the end when we were leaving, and Tiffany, like you, typical guys like you guys, are just so ahead of the curve, knowing we better get out of here before.
Yeah, well, it took us 90 plus minutes to get there, and then just to find our parking lot was at least another 20.
It's a hike, SoFi Stadium. It is a worthwhile oasis when you get there. It's I've never seen anything like it as a stadium.
But
getting there is a...
So and by the way, I've been doing this. This has been my MO for years. I leave every big event at least 30 minutes early. Because
how
I will be
many,
damned if I get stuck in that traffic.
How many WrestleManias have you just...
No,
the best was when the Patriots had the most historic comeback. Let's go. I said, we're not going anywhere.
I wasn't even thinking.
I go, we at least need to see Roger Goodell have to hand this guy a trophy. Are you nuts?
I know, you're right. No, and I wasn't thinking.
Go, one time, you go.
It's my automatic.
Go get him, kid.
Yeah, you did.
And then next thing you know, 20 minutes later, Maria's down on the field celebrating with the Crafts and Mark Wahlberg and Brady. And then I'm up in the stands.
No, Mark had left.
Oh, that's right. He walked out. He wasn't at that one. Because I remember the one saying, you're the greatest of all time now. That was after the fourth win. Mm.
Yeah. So I always leave. I can't. I get too...
And this was, this was the right call because we have the baby. You know, we couldn't now get... So we were leaving and someone from ran up and said, oh, do you want a souvenir shirt for Tiffany's daughter? And Tiffany said, you know what? We can get one.
She's like, we don't need it, right?
Yeah, we don't need it.
And the daughter was like, no, it's okay.
And I just thought it was
just
nice.
She's like, we can go home, right?
Yeah, but it was nice. It was just nice. Yeah. I thought, like, job well done by both of them.
Yep.
And there was some great takeaway. There was also interesting. I said to her, this is always a curious thing, too. I always have about famous people and children, and obviously because Athena is going to be born into this as well. I said, does she watch you on Saved by the Bell? She's like, you know, during COVID she watched it, and she was like, this is the dumbest show, Mom.
So funny.
And we got carried away at that point, you know, because we had to leave. I said, but this conversation should be continued because, you know, I wasn't asking to see if she liked Saved by the Bell. I just... Knowing that, you know, not having my father since my early 20s, if there was ever any material on my dad, I'd be studying every inch of it. I'd be watching, you know, so I wonder when a kid looks back at that stuff or if they ever do and says, oh my goodness, there's Mom, there's Dad, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like if you look.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of us take it for granted. Like the one thing I feel like. I never took for granted that I could lose them. I was always filming them. I did interviews. I have everything because I knew how precious life was. But the one thing that's funny is I look back at pictures of my mom now and I'm like, oh my God, my mom was like a young person once. She was like a hot young lady. Like
she was young until she got sick, Maria.
Yeah, but she was a mom, right? She was my mom.
Yeah.
But when I see her at 15 years old, like it wasn't until she died and I was digging up her photos.
Oh, got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you just kind of like look at them and you just go, whatever. And it wasn't until, you know, after she died where I looked and I was looking at her and examining it. And I'm like, wait, she was a young, you know, teenager once. Like it's so crazy. We don't really stop and think of our parents like that sometimes. It's funny because my best friend bought Athena, so beautiful, this memory box.
Oh, this is a great gift.
I think I might have mentioned it on the show already. I can't remember now. But
well, mention it again.
She bought her a memory box and it was hand embroidered inside with her name. Like it had a, you know, a quilt inside, and she gave me a framed photo. It was like multiple photos of us at different things. And she goes, I want her to remember that we were young and hot once. And that's what like sparked that conversation with some other people.
But I love this idea of a gift. I thought it was one of the most thoughtful gifts of a memory box. And I'll tell you, it was beautiful. But I mean, me, Maria, regular guy, I'm going down Home Depot. I'm going to scuff up one of their toolboxes and I'm going to get some.
No, go to Living Spaces. I already saw.
Because I was going to say, I would just spray paint it whatever color and that's it.
But I was there this weekend and I saw literally similar like metallic like little trunks. And all you have to do is, you know, paint inside.
Well, there's a number of different ways. You put fabric inside. You can put it because this looks like a
whatever.
You can put on. You can get their names on it. I mean, there's not a number of different ways. But the bottom line is just the idea of a memory box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I was able to put things in there. Like,
yeah,
I have her broken off umbilical cord in a Ziploc bag. I put it in there. I have our hospital bracelets. Mm-hmm. Different things like that, her doctor appointments when, you know, they mark down how much she weighs and her weight and height and all of that. So I just started putting everything there.
It's a great, thoughtful gift. I mean, listen, it's always nice to get clothes and all the essentials, but it's nice to have something like that. So Maria, just going through, before we take a break, just wrapping up the night, it was interesting to see Adam Sandler and his wife.
Yeah, they're so nice.
You know,
so nice.
I was starting to get overserved.
Oh my God. Oh wait, are you going to tell them how embarrassing you were? Oh my God.
Adam, I just love your movies. They're awesome, dude.
No, you did.
No, I didn't do that. I just went, Adam, what's your most underrated movie? He's like, oh, I don't know. And I said to him,
Little Nicky.
No. I said, that's my boy. And he looked at me and he's like,
He said, that's because you're from New England.
I said, no. Well, it got worse.
Oh, perfect. I said, you only told me half of it. He wouldn't tell me, guys, because he's like, wait for the show.
He's like, about a boy. Well, by the way, I've embarrassed myself way further with A-listers. Yeah. But anyway, so I said about a boy, and he said, you just nailed the whole Boston thing. And he's like, oh, no, that's my boy. That's the first.
Oh my God, no, you didn't, honey.
Strike one!
No, you said about a boy, that's Hugh Grant.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Which is also a great film, by the way.
Honey?
Very underrated Christmas film.
You can never make fun of my brother for like talking to Sly and Sly.
Oh, really? You're going to make that one?
You made another Rocky?
No, honey. You're going to really put that on par. Stop.
Okay, maybe empathy.
So I said to him, then I said, he's like, oh, you're just saying that because you're boss. I go, no. And that's where I said to him, no. I had a, like,
and then
the adrenaline kicked in.
And then?
No, at least I got, listen, I hit a good foul ball. It almost went out of the park.
Okay, but then?
No, I'm not, don't. Then, no, then I'm not going to get to that. I'm going to tell him what I said because I want your audience to hear. I said, okay. No, it's an underrated film. And he said, you're saying that because you're from Boston. I said, no. And I gave him the angry look. I said, it's criminally underrated. I'm a filmmaker, Maria. You know what I mean? And that's where he kind of was like, oh. I said, no, it's criminally underrated. It was perfectly done.
Okay. And then?
I said, honestly. And as I got like fired up, I just kind of like spilled my drink a little bit. I'm saying, I'm really sorry.
Did you spill it on him?
Probably a little bit.
That's awesome.
He's like, but he was, you know, it's so great. He's so nice.
He's the
like,
most humble, sweetest
guy. He's like,
guy.
It's okay. It's all right, dude.
You know? Dead.
But then.
So embarrassing.
Yes, but then. So listen, if I wasn't so embarrassed on so many of these events as the coat rack. It would bother me. But no, it was nice because then when I settled into the pocket and as the night went on, he saw me with you and then the wife and I talked and then you talked to his wife. And then at the end, he was like, you guys, New England. He just gave the big like, yeah, you guys are all right. You're in.
Hmm.
So yeah. So you, once again, you gave me cred.
Yeah.
Like you always do. So, Maria. How about this on this Tuesday? We take a break.
Yes.
And then can you tell me what...
Breakthrough. We're coming back with Breakthrough.
We're coming back with Breakthrough. Interesting.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Is this recent Amy Mann?
This is recent Amy Mann. Same girl from Till Tuesday.
Save me is probably what my dad's saying right now. He's babysitting Athena while we do the show.
Well,
it's his first time.
It's early Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Well, he's got to watch. Someone's got to watch her while we do this. But he's probably saying, save me.
Side note, I bet Jamie Mann concerts have all nice people and good energy.
I'm sure.
So, Maria, about this breakthrough.
Yes.
You were taught the other day, you said, I have a realization about why we have been engaged in renovations for the past 10 years.
Okay, so this is the breakthrough before the big breakthrough. So this was another breakthrough. I was just in the backyard. I had left my phone inside the kitchen. It was 6:30 something, waiting for the sun to rise. And I was just thinking, and I'm looking at a pile of, you know, trash in the backyard because we've been under construction probably since April. We've been working on some projects in the back. And like, my God, we've been in construction since April. And then I started laughing. I'm like, wait, we've been in construction for 18 years. Like,
we've had a couple of breaks.
Had a few breaks.
Yeah.
But whether...
I think the last 10. I mean, when we first got the house, we did. But then the last 10.
And then it was
10.
A break. But it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, what does this mean? And what's the meaning? What's the metaphor? Like, I was just kind of trying to figure it out. You're raising your hand, but I'm telling you what I thought.
No, because I'm going to give you the incorrect one that I thought.
Oh.
And then you'll, as I love yours.
Okay, so I was like, what does this mean? I was trying to figure out what it could mean. Now, Kevin's going to tell us what he initially thought it meant.
For years, I thought it was a means to distract from pains. In reality, just lopping on more hard work, more hard work, more hard work.
I think that might be the case for you.
Okay.
In one respect, yeah, I think that would be accurate, right?
I'm seeing it with your brother too, so I'm trying to get him away from that.
So we're addicted, sometimes, you know, we're addicted to chaos. We're addicted to a life we don't want. We're addicted to the things we don't want because those are familiar feelings. And so construction's become a familiar feeling for you. What's been nice for you is it's a way for you to get a quick reward.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And so...
A little win.
Yeah, it's a win. And you felt so good. And
now it doesn't work anymore.
And so, but yeah, so I think that there's some of that still in there. But I was like, wait, what does this mean? And then I hit me. And it's like, I just got this little download. And it was like, we've been under construction all this time.
Mm.
And when the construction is done is when we are going to soar. And think about it. Like, at least I know for me, I've had so many evolutions of being under construction in the last, let's say, since 2017, 6 years between, actually, no, sorry, since Dancing with the Stars, it's been over a decade of Tony Robbins and then the Joe Dispenza stuff, and then everything we've been learning on Heal Squad and the different iterations of it. My self-help journeys in general have been about me being under construction. And you've been under construction with Ida, doing hypnotherapy and kinesiology work with Chuck and so many other people again that we've had here. So I was like, wait, we've been under construction all this time.
Yeah.
And I think that when this is over,
It really hit me when you said it, Maria. And because I think you're right, because we're starting to see construction is coming to an end, mm-hmm. at least our version of it, which is us doing it all, you know, being maniacs, like me doing all of it, your dad doing all of it, mm-hmm. you know, that part of it is ending.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that it doesn't work for me anymore. I mean, literally this week I had to go do some stuff at the studio for other clients I have. Twisted my ankle, snapped a part of my elbow. And I'm just, it's just the universe being like, hey, guy, it's done. You know, yeah. you need to be doing other things now. It's done. But
you got to get pushed out of the nest a little.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And it really resonated with me that, yeah, now it's time. The foundation is built. So now it's time to, or whatever, the house is built. So now it's time to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know.
So the other breakthrough, which is the massive breakthrough I had that I want to share with you guys. And this comes off of yesterday. Obviously, we talked about Dr. Joe and this video I've been listening to.
Where Monday is the new Wednesday. And I want to say this, though. Tuesday
is the new Thursday.
Yes.
Yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, because why would I say it if it wasn't true?
So if you go into Monday's episode, there'll be a link in the summary to the video that inspired yesterday's conversation, but also it inspired this breakthrough. And funny enough, I remember when Dr. Joe was in studio here and I was like, I'm doing all this. I'm focusing my meditations on what I want. I'm catching all the negative thoughts and I'm replacing them with positive thoughts. And he just looked at me and goes, no, it's not about that. It's about changing your personality to change your reality. And I'm like, yeah. But I was in such a high and I was doing so great and I was feeling so good. And I have heard him say many, many times that the people who have healed of even unhealable things have always said that it took them to make the internal changes about themselves to bring about the healing. They had to change themselves. And it never clicked until just this past weekend. This past weekend, it hit me so hard. Because I've gotten so good at going in my meditations. And when he talks about, I'm trying to remember what he says now. I don't know why I'm blanking. But basically, like, dreaming what you want. I'm so good at dreaming of what I want. I have a movie in my head of what I want doctors to say to me. And by the way, for over a year I've been doing them. It keeps happening. The things that I've created in my movie in my mind will come true. So the doctor will say those exact words. And then I take it off the list. I'll be in the middle of a meditation. I'm like, oh my God, that part already happened. The doctor called me yesterday and said that. Oh my God, I manifested it. So I would take it off the list. You know, I had Athena, you know, being, you know, punted to my arms, healthy and happy and them saying she's perfect and all of this stuff. And it happened. So I got to take it off the list. And it's just, it's something that I've gotten really good at. And I think that that's great. I'm able to manifest things. I'm a powerful manifester, I think. And I know that because I've manifested so much in my life. But why am I still getting hung up with certain things? Why is stress still getting the better of me sometimes? And why am I still getting tripped up by certain things? And it hit me. It was like, oh my God, I have to mentally rehearse who I no longer want to be. Because in the meditation, my morning meditation that
he does. So it's not rehearsing who you want to be, Maria? It's who you don't want to be?
I've been so good at rehearsing who I want to be and what I want.
Wait, what you want? Yeah.
But then in the second half of the meditation, he says, now, who do you no longer want to be? What do you no longer want to do and act and feel and think? And it was so not as fun. So I just kind of glossed over that part.
Oh, wow.
Because for me, I loved the dreaming part. And I was like, I don't know. What do I want to change about me? Like, I couldn't like, oh, I don't want to be stressed anymore. Like, it was just generic. And I would actually spend more time in that area just dreaming. So I would take up that time for more dreaming rather than focusing on who I wanted to no longer be. And it hit me so hard that that's the next and that's the only real breakthrough. Because if, like Kobe Bryant, instead of having to be on the court and practice his shots all the time, right? There are times he's on a plane. He would mentally rehearse how he was going to hit that game-winning buzzer, right? When I did Dancing with the Stars, I couldn't dance all the time physically. There were times that I was in a car or I was driving somewhere. I would mentally rehearse the dance. Excuse me.
So you're mentally rehearsing this new personality?
Just as much as you're mentally rehearsing what I want that doctor to say to me, what I want to see manifest in my life, who I want to be, I also have to give enough energy and the same energy or more to who I no longer want to be. So when that clicked, I'm going to give you an example so you guys can understand. What I started to do was I would mentally rehearse how I was going to wake up the next morning and not be stressed by having to put away Max because he might bite somebody or not having enough time to go do the things that I need to do. And then I get stressed and then, you know, I'll get a little anxiety. And I was like, I got to mentally rehearse not being that anymore. I've been on death's door. I know nothing matters. I know what matters is not being stressed and not being sick. It's you know, kind of a concept that's hard to apply.
Right.
But I was mentally rehearsing how I wanted to wake up and how I didn't want to do that anymore. And that anytime I went to the familiar, which was stress and control and whatever, I wasn't going to do that anymore. And I changed how I was going to be. And I'm just in the throes of this, but it's already working. I'm already clipping so much of that stressful behavior, because if I don't change those behaviors, I'm not going to get better. So new patterns, new behaviors, new choices, new results. So it really is about mentally rehearsing who you no longer want to be. Maybe it's you no longer want to be offended when someone says something. You no longer want to give someone that power over you. Maybe there's somebody at work who always is putting you down. Maybe it's next time he puts me down, I'm going to laugh inside at him because there's something wrong with him that's making him do this to me. And there's something right with me that's making him do this to me.
I am really taken by this. And I need to pick your brain more on it. And I think as time goes on, because I certainly want to change.
Yeah. So,
you know,
it's
like that there's things that I want to change. But when he said you have to change
your, who you are.
Yeah.
You have to change your personality to change your reality, because our personality is how we think, how we act, and how we feel. So if I'm thinking that I don't have enough time and FML and WTF and all the things that, right? And then I'm feeling all this stress and anxiety and then I'm behaving, you know, erratically or whatever. That's my personality now. If I'm going to change my reality, which, you know, is now I'm stressed, now I'm snappy, now I'm not happy, now I'm cranky, I'm trying to control, and then it's just keeps spiraling. I have to change how I act, how I think, and how I feel. But I have to be conscious of the way I'm acting, thinking, and feeling. Not just what I'm dreaming of being and doing. I also have to say, where are my patterns that are not serving me? And how do I now become conscious of those and mentally rehearse being a different person in those scenarios? Amazing. Chew on that, people, and then we'll get deeper as I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, but on this Tuesday morning,
where Tuesday is the new Thursday. I'm going to take it out because I'm celebrating, baby.
Celebrate, baby.
Tuesday is the new Thursday.
See?
That little Anita Ward. Do you know this song?
Yes, I do. You can ring my bell, baby. Friends, you're loved. Mentally rehearse who you no longer want to be. Be nice people. Make good choices. Be present. Kevin's just boogieing.
Yeah, and remember... Tuesday's a new Thursday.
Tuesday's a new Thursday.
All right, you guys.
Love you guys.
Ring my bell.
Podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.